Thomas, you listen to me, and you can afford...
I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna try to call you again in a few minutes.
Please just stay talking to me.
Oscar Schell cannot comprehend why the person he loved most died on the morning of September 11.
Amateur pacifist?
An intellectually gifted child, Oscar also has symptoms of Asperger's syndrome and is fearful of the world. But he finds shelter in his father's presence. Together they solve historical puzzles or go on imaginary expeditions. Thomas Schell would spend endless hours helping Oscar ease into the outside world.
You rock. Strawberry fields, Belvedere Castle.
What's he looking for?
When he finds it, let him tell you. I'm gonna send him all over the park, and he'll have to talk to every single person that he meets.
When Thomas Schell dies, Oscar cannot let go. Tom Hanks plays the father.
To prolong the contact that he had with his father, who is now no longer living, he goes through his closet that hasn't been touched in a year and finds oddly enough, a key inside a vase that is sitting up on the top shelf. And that key has the name Black attached to it. And he is convinced that Black is the name of somebody who had some connection with his father.
So he goes to all the people named Black within New York City, all the five boroughs, and tries to find out what the key means.
Are you sure you didn't know him? Thomas Schell? He was in the building in 9/11.
Oscar, played by newcomer Thomas Horn, visits hundreds of New Yorkers with the name Black. He's accompanied by an old man who rents a room in his grandmother's apartment. The man does not speak. Max von Sydow plays the renter.
It is a story about 9/11, and it's a story about somebody who chooses a therapy to come over the trauma, the shock, and does it without knowing that it is a therapy.
Well, what's your story then?
Director Stephen Daldry makes 9/11 personal through the pain of Oscar and the Schell family.
What do you miss about it?
I miss his voice telling me he loves me.
Sandra Bullock interprets Linda Schell. She says the story is based on accounts of real people who lost loved ones in the attacks.
We were able to have access to the phone messages that those people that were left behind received from the people who were in the tower, and they were... the thing I was most amazed by was that at that moment when I think the person realized they were not going to make it, they left messages of hope and love and affection.
Though an American story, extremely loud and incredibly close is a New York tale about a community forever bound by a shared experience of historic proportions. It's about accepting that people are not always in control, that events don't always make sense. Stephen Daldry's film meanders, but the stellar cast, starting with young Thomas Horn, as well as the weighty nuances, make this a must-see movie. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.